The lifestyle, murdered Cash App creator Bob Lee was part of San Francisco's drug and sex party scene. By Lucas Nolan on May 16, 2023. The brutal murder of successful tech executive Bob Lee has revealed an underground party scene in San Francisco, characterized by recreational drug use and casual sex and known as the lifestyle. The Wall Street Journal reports that in the heart of San Francisco, an invisible border exists between the booming tech industry and a clandestine world of sex and drugs known as the lifestyle. San Francisco's elite has been disrupted following the brutal murder Cash App founder Bob Lee, casting a harsh light on this secretive world, often characterized by recreational drug use and casual sex. Lee had reportedly found himself a comfortable spot in this shadowy realm, often rubbing shoulders with the city's high rollers. On April 3, however, the glitz and glamour of this exclusive social circle was upended as the partying took a gruesome turn. Lee was alleged to have been romantically involved with Khazar Momeni. Momeni's brother, Nima Momeni, has now been accused of stabbing Lee, leaving him to die on a city street. San Francisco's rising street violence was initially pointed to as the likely cause of the shocking murder. The incident, however, instead unveiled the inherent dangers and risk-taking behavior that simmer beneath the shiny surface of the upper echelons of Bay Area society. Devin Myers, a friend of Lee, told the Wall Street Journal that despite its carefree appearance, the San Francisco party scene is bound by an unwritten code of conduct. There is still an understanding of consent and boundaries, Myers said, adding that if someone crosses those boundaries, they get excommunicated very quickly. Lee, known for his ability to traverse a variety of social circles with ease, was allegedly entangled in a relationship with Khazar Momeni. In an intriguing twist, friends of Lee revealed that before his involvement with Khazar, he was in a relationship with a woman who his alleged killer Nima Momeni had also dated, adding an extra layer of complexity to the interpersonal dynamics. Momeni, now facing charges of murder, was himself known for drug use. Yet, he was often seen as aloof and introverted, a stark contrast to his socially adept, glamorous sister, Khazar. Momeni's attorney, Paula Canny, has stated that Momeni plans to plead not guilty and emphasize their commitment to thoroughly investigating all aspects of the case. Breitbart News previously reported that Momeni's attorney attacked Lee over his drug use. "There's a lot of drugs in Bob Lee's system. I mean, Bob Lee's system is like the Walgreens of recreational drugs," Canny told reporters outside the Hall of Justice in San Francisco on Tuesday, according to a report by NBC News. Canny's comments come after an autopsy report revealed that Lee had consumed alcohol, cocaine, and ketamine before he was killed. "What happens when people take drugs? Generally, they act like drug people, and what drug people act like is not themselves. Not happy-go-lucky," Momeni's defense attorney added. "Just kind of illusory and make bad decisions and do bad things." Lee's friends have voiced concerns about his associations in the months leading to his untimely death. Dana Wagner, the former general counsel of the payments company Square, now known as Block, said that Lee was comfortable with a lot of different crowds, but added, he was also hanging out with people who weren't great people, and that was part of what happened in the end. Wagner further stated, there are a lot of swingers, cheaters and liars in that crowd. Krista Lee, Bob's estranged wife, who remained close to him despite their separation, vehemently disputes her late husband's depiction as a party boy. She instead highlighted his qualities as a dedicated father and an inherently kind individual. "He was kind and generous, he saw the good in everybody," she shared. "He was a dedicated father. He was more mature than that." Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan. Use checked in its success.